Hello. Morning. Welcome. Stop moving tables. My name is Brian Borum. I am a Prometheus maintainer. I've worked on the code for about 7 years, and my day job is at Grafana Labs.
Hi, I'm Jan. I guess I can call myself a team member now, too.
Yeah.
The PR is still open, so go vote for it.
Sorry. Do I need to repeat? All right.
My day work, I work for Red Hat on the OpenShift monitoring, and the rest of the time I try to contribute to Prometheus.
All right. So who's here? Who's heard of Prometheus? Okay, that's good. That's good. Who uses Prometheus? Everybody, nearly. Who uses Prometheus 3? Maybe 5%. Is it okay? You can come down and report your bugs. So is anyone like totally new to Prometheus in the room? No, nobody's owning up to that. Okay. So we don't need to go through the architecture. So that's good. That's going to save some time. I did want to put this, the QR code takes you to the documentary produced, which is really nicely like produced and edited and so on, really high quality video. And it has the history of Prometheus. So I recommend that if you've never seen it. The point of the architecture, Prometheus is a one process solution, and there's a lot of other things out there, and someone was just saying a few minutes ago you could add Kafka and stuff like that. So the big thing about Prometheus, it's you just run it, one thing, it runs. It does your monitoring and your alerting. So that's the kind of the key part of the architecture to stress.
Right. So not everybody has to go out and watch that documentary now. We have a little bit of history here. So Prometheus started at SoundCloud. It's over 12 years ago now. Yeah. As you can see, after the initial commit, there was like around the 2.0 release. And when I say around, like I'm talking years, right? It joined the CNCF, but also graduated the CNCF as the second project ever in each categories. And after that, there was a lot of focus on stability. There's long-term support versions now, and of course, now we have a 3.0 since November last year. I think that's it for a quick one. Right, the new release. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff in there. You know, you have the cornerstones there. Obviously, we won't ever be able to talk about all of those in a single talk. Like, some of these are a single talk. In fact, there are talks out there already. This is just takes you to a YouTube query that has the current Prometheus 3 talks. This will update over time, of course, which is nice. Today, we'll pick out a few of these, and we actually look at some of what we consider breaking changes. Of course, with a major release, we can finally release some breaking changes, which is nice after 7 years. If you're interested in how to migrate, we have a very